Hello, it's Thursday, December the 3rd, and I trust that you are well. And today we are in Psalm 109, and it's a difficult psalm. It's not a pick-me-up kind of psalm. It's not a psalm that's going to make you feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. It's a psalm filled with rage. It's a psalm that's filled with righteous anger and indignation. And if you can't handle that, then perhaps Psalm 109 is for another day. This is a psalm of David, and it begins with, "Be not silent, O God of my praise." And he wants God to do something because, as he explains in verse 2, the wicked, deceitful mouths, they encircle me, verse 3, with words of hate and attack me without cause. I wonder if you've been there where someone has attacked you with mean-spirited words and you feel just rage about it. Not personal rage about the person, though you may feel that too, but just that you are the victim of injustice in some way. Now, the psalm goes on to deeper, darker notes in verse 21. "But you, O God, my Lord, deal on my behalf for your name's sake, because your steadfast love is good. Deliver me. I am gone like a shadow at evening. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me according to your steadfast love." Now, there are moments in this psalm where the psalmist tries for God's justice, and sometimes we refer to that as an imprecation, and we refer to the imprecatory psalms. This is not personal revenge on behalf of David. David is, after all, a king, and therefore a judge, and he's asking God to reveal his righteousness, that right might be rewarded and wrong might be punished. And I think that even in our times, in New Covenant times, that is still a prayer that we can offer without it becoming personal in any way, that we might see unrighteousness punished and righteousness rewarded. It's what we pray for when we pray for presidents and senators and governors and mayors and judges and so on in our land today. Psalm 109, deeply, deeply personal, dark psalm, trying for God's justice.